With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The hockey community in Chatham-Kent is in mourning today after the sudden, tragic loss of a local junior hockey player. CK News Today has learned the person who died in a fatal two-vehicle crash on the Highway 401 near Colonel Talbot Road in London yesterday afternoon was 22-year-old Craig Spence from Chatham. He died after the pickup truck he was driving collided with a transport truck in the eastbound lanes of the highway at around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Spence is a former CK Cyclone and Chatham Maroon and was most recently the captain of the Blood and Blades. He was also named the Stobbs Division Defenseman of the Year this past season. The Blades described him as a leader on and off the ice in a Facebook post. There's also a GoFundMe page set up to support Spence's family after the sudden loss, and we are still waiting on funeral details. Time is running out if you're still thinking about running in the Lambton-Kemp Middlesex by-election. The deadline for nominations is 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So far, there are 7 candidates who are set to be listed on the ballot, running to replace former Progressive Conservative MPP Monty McNaughton. Voter information cards were sent out earlier this week, outlining where electors can cast their ballots on Election Day. That's May 2nd. Get ready to pay a lot more at the gas pumps. Canadians for Affordable Energy President Dan McTeague expects prices to climb to levels not seen in 2 years. He told CTV News prices will jump 14 cents a litre overnight in Ontario and Quebec. McTeague says it's the switch to the summer blend that's driving up prices. It's more costly to produce. And a construction worker from Chatham is planning to take a nice vacation overseas after winning big on an instant scratch ticket. Peter Gatfield won a $100,000 prize on an instant Plinko ticket. The 41-year-old told the OLG he screamed when he found out he won and thought it was a joke at first. He bought the winning ticket at Queen's Variety and Laundromat in Chatham. The Leafs are closing out the regular season tonight with nothing really to play for except a goal milestone for Austin Matthews. It'll be his last chance to get 70 goals on the season. He's just one shy of that right now. The Leafs are already locked into a first-round playoff matchup against Boston. The Toronto Blue Jays close out their 3-game series against the Yankees this afternoon. Toronto is going for the sweep after winning the first two. The Tigers will take on the Texas Rangers this afternoon in Detroit. That game could be postponed because of rain. The NBA play-in tournament continues tonight. The Miami Heat play the Philadelphia 76ers. The winner of that game will advance to the first round of the playoffs. The loser will face the winner of the Chicago-Atlanta game. And USA Basketball has announced its 12-man roster for the Olympics in Paris this summer. It includes superstars like LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant. Rain with the risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon and windy, a high of 19 Celsius. Showers clearing up overnight tonight, low 12. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, and a high of 15. Right now it's 9 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.